This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Atlanta? Happy Tuesday with Turtle. That's right, Big O, put them up for the full four with you until 10 o'clock this evening. Boy, do we have a lot to get into. Did anybody out there in my listening audience, we're going to talk Falcons, so when you call in about the Falcons, I don't need to know if you didn't stay up for the World Series game, but if anybody out there did stay up for that World Series game, let me know. Just tack it on at the beginning of the call. If you were one of those people that stayed up until 3 a.m. to watch Freddie Freeman whack one out at 3:05 in the morning in the 18th to send the Dodgers home up 2-1 with Shohei Ohtani on the mound today, who had another game for the ages, 9 plate appearances in a baseball game. What? Excuse me? 9? 5 walks? Doubles? Home runs? This dude is on another planet right now. We are witnessing one of the great athletic performances of all time. Let's make no mistake about that. Oren Romain, the Atlanta Hawks, not one of the great athletic performances of all time through 4 games, 1-3. And here's the problem. That is definitely part of the problem. Why does this look exactly the same as it has the past 3 or 4 years? Why? Make that make sense to me, please. Explain it to me like I'm 5. And I know what we're going to hear from, because we're going to have Caleb Johnson on later on in the 8 o'clock hour. And he's going to tell me to chill. And he's right, because it's 4 games. But it looks like more of the same. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. But it's a lot of new parts. You got Nikhil Alexander-Walker. You got Luke Kennard, who, sir, if you wouldn't mind hitting a 3-pointer or two, considering coming into the season, you were the best in the league at doing that particular thing, and you are most certainly not even close to that through the first 4 games of this season. That would be appreciated. Thank you. Why can't this team play defense early? You gave up 128. You scored 120, but you gave up 128 to the Bulls, and 36-year-old Nikola Vucevic was looking like he's in his prime again. And the same dudes on the Bulls that give you fits every single year were doing it again last night. Even with the new faces and the new teams and the new players that were in the building in Chicago. Just didn't get it done. So I'm a little surprised at the results that we've seen from the Hawks in the early going. But again, just 4 games. Porzingis missed a game. Jalen Johnson missed a game. They were back last night and they all had Trey. See, that's the confusing part. Trey, Jalen Johnson, and Kristaps all had good games, and they still lost and gave up 128 points. So, yes, to quote our good friend Nate McMillan, you didn't play defense. You need to play defense and step up. The other thing, too, tell me, Hawks Nation, if you've heard this before, you can't shoot the dang 3. What's going on there? Again, you literally because this was, isn't this funny, you literally brought in the best 3-point shooter available. Like, he literally is the best at shooting 3 points, and you still stink. Again, only 4 games in, but you would think that that would help in theory. Trey doesn't look consistent hitting the 3. Nobody does. Nobody looks consistently hitting the 3-point shot last night. and that's going to have to change. So you get back at it tomorrow. Hopefully, what is a get-right game? You go to Brooklyn. They're awful. They're going nowhere fast. It's really funny. The Brooklyn Nets, if you hadn't taken a look at their roster, they have like 16 point guards on their team. I don't know why. So that should be a mismatch. That should be a game that they should win comfortably. All right. Let's get to the Falcons, shall we? 404-726-0929. Put it off long enough, unfortunately. If you couldn't join me on the flyover, I was with you from the Signia Hilton, as we always do for home games. And there was just nothing positive to say. As we know by now, you've been listening to all your favorite shows from the morning shift all the way through Dukes and Bell and myself, taking you through the evening. It was an unmitigated disaster. It was just terrible. There's no other way around it. Defense stunk, offense stunk, quarterback stunk, special team stunk. Everybody stunk. So now let's try to be strategic here, shall we? Over the course of this week, we're gonna do a little exercise, me and you on the phones, at 404-726-0929. We're gonna start examining what's going on with the Falcons. We're going to take a real deep dive, examining what's going on, because right now, not all hope is lost. It feels that way. Don't get me wrong. I'm right there with you, Falcons fans, and I was irate on Sunday on the flyover. But now, okay, let's take a look at what we got. You got to go to New England on Sunday. Okay, how do we win that game? What's the biggest thing that needs to happen to win that game on Sunday? And I'm going to tell you what I think it is, and then you call in and you let me know if you agree or if you think it's something else. Well, you know what? That's part of it. But you know what? I'm going to say it's the lack of the offense's ability to make adjustments. That's the biggest thing that is killing this team right now. From Dan Orlovsky a couple of weeks ago, when we had him on, to Kurt Warner. Maybe we'll try it. Maybe I'll get lucky, or maybe I'll go 2 for 2. I'll reach out to Kurt, see if he wants to come on and talk about the Falcons, because he had a great post breaking down essentially exactly what Dan Orlovsky was saying in different words. It's the predictability of the offense that's killing us right now. Teams essentially know what's coming. The Falcons have been figured out. And Zach Robinson, throughout his tenure as offensive coordinator of this team, has not been able to make adjustments. So 404-726-0929. Going to take your calls all show long. What are you pointing out as the thing that the Falcons need to fix the most in earnest to get this win in New England? For me, I thought about it long and hard. Quarterback play? No. Defense? No. Special teams, as bad as it's been at times, no. Even kicking game, no. The number one priority needs to be offensive creativity and offensive schematic adjustments. That is the single biggest thing this team needs to do in order to win. What do you think? What do you think it is? Maybe you do think it's the quarterback. Get Kirk Cousins out of here. Put Michael Penix back in where he rightfully belongs. Maybe you think it's the defense. The defense got exposed a little bit the last couple of weeks after such a strong start. We had all those stats, number one in this, number two in that. Didn't matter. Gave up 34, two it through four tutties on you. Didn't matter. Did not matter at all. So instead of wallowing in the mess, because we could do that, we could spend the next 3 days or in wallowing in the mess. I'm not going to do that. Let's be creative, Falcons fans. Let's start to think about how this thing can get back on track. Because you know what the honest truth is, y'all? I don't want to think about this season being over. I heard that a little bit on the radio station today from some callers. Even a host or two was, you know, saying, yes, we understand it's not over, but it feels like it's over. But it feels like it's over. I don't want to think about that. I'm not there yet, y'all. I can't. Not because I don't want to be, but because I can't be. And not because it might be the reality, unfortunately. Guys, I can't be there yet. I have to still hang in this thing and think about ways that this team can get back on track. So 404-726-0929 is the number to get involved, as always, When we get back from the break, I'm going to take your calls. What, in your opinion, right now stands above all else in terms of this team needing to fix ASAP? Again, I don't think there's a wrong answer out there, but for me, I did a lot of thinking about it today. Is it the defense? Is it the special teams? Is it the quarterback play? Do we need to add a wide receiver? The answer to all of those things is undoubtedly yes. But what stands out above the rest? It's the offense and it's the play caller's inability to make adjustments to a scheme after you've been found out. This team does a couple of things well, and it's seemingly all they do. You have to be able to make adjustments. And Zach Robinson and his staff and Raheem Morris have not shown us the ability, specifically in game, to make adjustments. It's like you have your plan, and if it doesn't work, oh well, I guess we're taking another L this week. Can't happen. So, Falcons fans, what is your biggest thing? Do you agree with me, or do you think it's something else? 404-726-0929. We're back with your calls. It's Chris Thomas tonight.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so what's really going on here, folks? Let's break it down, shall we? That's what we're going to do all week. On Sunday and throughout the first early part of this week, we all had a chance to vent. Now let's talk about this thing strategically, shall we? And I also want to remind you to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at The Morning Shift. That's The Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix, every Friday morning right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You heard what I had to say in the first segment, so now I'm here to take your calls. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. I thought about this all day as I was prepping for the show. What is the thing of most critical importance that this team needs to fix heading into this game on Sunday? And for me, this is where I landed. Adjustments to the offense during the game because you have been found out, Atlanta Falcons offense. The formula has been reduced to nothingness at this point. You've been utterly stopped the last 2 weeks with your offensive game plan. So you have to adjust. You have to be able to adjust in the NFL. It's a league of punch, counterpunch. And the Falcons have a strong first punch. But if you get hit in the jaw, it turns to glass. And that needs to change. And that starts with Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, and their offensive staff getting together and being able to say, okay, if wide zone isn't working, This is what we're going to do with Bijan. Okay, if throwing the ball to Drake London 16 times in a game isn't working, this is how we're going to adjust. But what do you think? Could be the defense, could be special teams, which has been awful this year as a collective. Could be, I don't know, the quarterback. How about the quarterbacks picking up? Kirk was awful. Oren, how many calls did we take last week about Kirk Cousins coming in and being different?
A lot.
Not only was he not different, he was arguably worse because he can't move. At least Penix can move. He doesn't want to, but he can. All right, let's start with Cameron, 404-726-0929. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, Turtle. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I know that we're supposed to be talking about the Falcons, but can I make a quick comment about the Hawks first?
Sure.
So my wife and I went to the season opener for the Atlanta Hawks, and we were just excited and pumped. It was as abysmal as it can be. And something that I'm seeing that is really just absolutely ticking me off is one, Trae Young cries too much. He doesn't play defense. Every time he thinks he's fouled, he lays on the floor and wail and cry as if the refs are going to change it, leaving his team short one man on defense. I'm done with the Trae Young experience. He can leave. I'm done with him. Secondly, Zachary Richechet just looks so soft and timid. I see no aggression with him. I don't see, as a number one overall pick, I'm not seeing it. This team needs to get stronger and more physical. So that's my Atlanta Hawks take. As far as the Atlanta Falcons, we're so vanilla. I made a comment the other day to some friends that we're the only team that look like we're still in preseason and we're seven games through the regular season. Raheem Morris is in over his head. He doesn't know how to coach. He caught a ridiculous challenge on an obvious touchdown for Miami last week. He don't know when to call a timeout. He don't know when to challenge. He need to take him and the OC. They can go because we are so vanilla. This Sunday, what I want to see is a team that looks like they are in charge. I want to see a team that can sustain drives and score touchdowns. I want to see some versatility in our offense and on the defensive side. We just need to man up and play Falcons football. And that's all I have to say. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate it. Yeah, as far as the Hawks go, Richechet is an interesting one because he came into the season. We saw it. He put on weight. He put on muscle. He looked like he was good, ready to go. But, you know, again, it's four games. A lot of these guys are still getting ramped up. Richechet is playing with a couple of new parts he's never played before. In terms of Trae, I mean, listen, Trae Young is going to be the player that he is. He's a fully developed player at this point. You know, getting to the free throw line is an important part of his game. Am I saying that I'm fully defending it? No, but at the same time, you got to do what you do best. And if him getting to the free throw line is a big part of his game, which it is, there's going to be some of that. And Cameron, unfortunately, we just need to bear with it as he still is the star in the face of this franchise. I don't think it's egregious. I don't think it's LeBron level. I don't think it's James Harden level. But I'm not going to acknowledge that it's not there either. You do make a good point. In terms of the Falcons, I completely agree. This team needs to adjust. Punch, counterpunch, punch, counterpunch. Zach Robinson and his staff are not able to make necessary in-game adjustments if plan A doesn't work. Not only do you need a plan B, you need a plan C. Like, what if they take away the two best things that you do? You have to be able to adjust in the NFL, and the Falcons simply can't do it. That's why I'm saying that is the most pressing issue for them. But what do you think? Glenn is up next. Glenn.
Turtle, what's up, brother?
What up, Glenn?
Turtle, you and I are so much the same. I am emotional, and I am petty. And I was in section 112 Sunday. I agree with the last caller in a lot of senses. Raheem has a Super Bowl ring as a defensive coordinator. Raheem is a good captain. He is not a good general. Head coach is beyond his level. He's a good guy, but, dude, I am so happy Cousins look like crap, and nobody is saying the two-word phrase that I was so worried about, quarterback controversy. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but Mike Johnson on the morning show said something really important the other morning, and I had to actually go back and look a little bit at it. Every time Charlie Warner goes in motion, it's a running play to number seven. If he can see that as an analyst, people who do this for a living can see this. If our play calling is so bad that the defense knows what you're going to run before you hike the ball, that's what you have to fix. If you have the number one running back in the NFL, and oh my God, Chris Collinsworth, who hates Atlanta with a passion, was actually talking about how great Robinson is, yet you're going to give it away every time what the play is. The problem is coaching, plain and simple.
Glenn, you know why it's a really good call and a really good point, and I thank you for checking in. Dave Archer on Dukes and Bell today compounded that. Not only is it the predictability of when Charlie Warner goes one direction or to the other, it's giving away the play side or the backside, whichever way it is, equally as bad. Charlie Warner had a terrible game on Sunday. That's Dave Archer, not me. So he's the guy who puts in all the work in the film room and, you know, knows this team inside and out better than literally anybody. So compound those two things, Glenn, and you have the result that you had on Sunday, a 34-10 absolute drubbing. Sam is up next. Sam.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, look, what I'm going to say is beyond the level of just last Sunday, this Sunday, it's in general. And I try to be level-headed when I come on here, but I'm going to get a little emotional. All right, Chris?
Well, you know I'm emotional and petty, so fire off.
Yeah, definitely. Just the overall stake of things. You look on social media, you listen to people that call here, you listen to other radio stations in this town. People are fed up with this franchise. People are fed up with 60 years of losing. People are fed up with this joke of an owner and his clown CEO and these bad coaching hires. And you know what? Here's what needs to happen. People at Mercedes-Benz Stadium were booing on Sunday. Did you listen to it?
Yep.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Yep. We're all fed up. We're fed up with the bad coaching hires, the bad personnel decisions, just bad everything for 60 freaking years. Mike Bell himself said it. And I think, you know what? We as Falcons fans, and if you're a Falcons fan, you need to listen. We as Falcons fans need to boycott this team. No season tickets. Do not buy any merch. Do not go to the games. None of it. Done. I'm not giving this team another dime as long as until there's a change in ownership or a change in leadership.
Well, Sam, you are entitled to your right as a fan to fan however you want. If you want to choose to not go to the games, that is absolutely within your right. And I'll say this. The only thing, Sam, I disagree with, Orin, I know you disagree with this as well. We could be passionate, we can be emotional, and we could be petty, because I am both of those things. We don't need to name call. It's just a little unnecessary to me. So, Sam, I love the passion. I love the energy. But, you know, we don't need to be calling people jokes and all those sorts of things. The one thing that we can't deny about Arthur Blank is that he cares. Please don't let that go within the sound of my voice. If you're hearing this, please understand that. The man cares and wants a Super Bowl just as much, if not more, than any of y'all out there who've been fans. Since, you know, we get the calls all the time, Orin. I've been a fan since Tommy Nobis. You know, all of y'all out there who are listening, who've hung in through thick and thin and a lot of thin. He wants it. He wants to win. But if you want to boycott the team, if you want to say I'm not buying tickets anymore, I will say this. They hear that. I said it on Sunday because I had a caller who called in to the Falcons flyover and was so distraught. He was a 20-year season ticket holder, and he said that was his breaking point. And I'll tell you what, if nothing else, again, it's not my decision here as a talk show host to tell you how to fan. You fan however you want. I like going to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think they put together a great product, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not from here. I'm from New York. Guys, Mercedes-Benz Stadium puts MetLife Stadium in the ground. It's not even close. MetLife Stadium is a joke where I grew up going to games compared to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Y'all don't realize how good you have it, quite frankly. It is a gorgeous stadium with gorgeous amenities. I grew up going to a stadium that was built on a swamp, and it acts like it. Trust me. So, again, you can make whatever decision you want to make. And I will just tell you this. It will be heard. Because the one thing, and I said this on Sunday, I'm going to say it again. The one thing ownership and everyone on down cannot have is apathy. You can't have fan apathy. You can't have people saying, I'm not going to games. I'm not going to the games and buying concessions and buying season tickets and PSLs. That is what gets the attention of the ownership more than anything else. So that is a strong statement, again, by the caller and by the callers that called in on the flyover. Not my job to tell you how to fan. I like going to the games. But if you're at a point where you don't want to go to the games anymore, I can't sit here and fault you. The product is not good enough, and it hasn't been good enough for 7 years. The stadium could be as pretty as it is. It could be the best concession prices in the NFL. But at the end of the day, if you're not winning games, how can I blame you? That's just ultimately what it comes down to. So, again, love the passion. Appreciate it. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. 404-726-0929. Going to be taking calls all show long. Also going to check in with Joe Patrick in his weekly spot. We're just getting started. And I feel the emotion. I feel the passion. And I feel the energy. And I love it. And I'm right there with you. I'm so frustrated, too. Trust me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app, Chris Thomas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight. We have much more of a melancholy feel with this one today as we bring in our Falcons insider, Joe Patrick, on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Joe, here's where we're going to start. I'm going to ask a question, simple question, and you can take it whatever direction you want. What happened on Sunday?
Oh, man, yeah, what did happen on Sunday? You know, it's honestly tough for me to put this into words. I mean, I was actually talking to some friends about this, and I told our friend Knox Bardeen, who's in charge of our digital content, this, that, you know, when I did my post-game show of Joe Patrick on football from the field down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I was a little flabbergasted. I didn't know exactly how to encapsulate what that was, what that game was, because there was just nothing that worked for this Falcons team. And that, for that reason, I said it was, you know, there's been some debate about whether it was worse loss than Carolina Panthers. To me, there was no question it was the worst loss. And to me, it's the worst loss of that the franchise has had in years. And in terms of like a devastating loss, I just kind of threw out there, like, really since they've kind of been on this playoffless drought, it probably actually extends back further than that, just in terms of like, I think the amount of disgust that fans felt having watched that and then having left many of them in the third quarter. And I was sitting there in that fourth quarter thinking to myself, this feels like a preseason game right now. It feels like a preseason game. I'm watching the backups kind of finish this thing out. Nobody's really paying attention, you know, in the stands that were not very full at that point in time. And it was a sad state considering that this team is still, you know, in the middle of its season. Yes, they obviously dropped a 3-4, which is never where you want to be, and the deck is obviously stacked against them. But, you know, you still have a chip and a chair, to borrow like a poker term. So, you know, it shouldn't feel that bad, but it just was for a lot of Falcons fans. And so, you know, I don't know exactly how you can encapsulate that in, you know, a certain amount of words that's easily digestible. But it was one of those days, Chris, that just felt like so, you know, damaging from a perspective of Raheem Morris's tenure, Terry Fontenot's tenure, you know, certain players. Kirk Cousins obviously took a lot of damage to kind of his, you know, potential of what could happen with him this season and maybe even beyond in his career. It was just that kind of catastrophic day for the Falcons.
Has the offense been exposed?
Yeah. I mean, I think it has. And I think that, you know, they really need to kind of, I don't know if going back to the drawing board is the right word, but I'm thinking back to, you remember last year, it was actually after Zach Robinson's first game, you know, when they scored 10 points against the Steelers in that opener. And then I believe it was 10. And then they kind of had a different looking offense that next week when they went into a Monday Night Football game against the Philadelphia Eagles, which they ultimately won in dramatic fashion. And I feel like it's time for the team to kind of, you know, go back to some like very fundamental stuff. I remember when they were having that last minute drive against the Eagles in that game, Peyton Manning on the Manning cast was saying, you know, this is where Kirk Cousins is comfortable because now you're just in a hurry up. You're running, you know, first day install type of stuff that, you know, like the back of your hand. And it feels like, you know, get rid of all the window dressing stuff that they've been doing. Go back to the things that, you know, work and have worked in the past, you know, mesh, you know, like one of the most basic plays, but we've seen Bijan Robinson able to be a weapon, you know, on those rail routes from the backfield, and it gives the quarterback some simple reads. You know, go back to some of the bread and butter stuff that you know you can do. If that requires getting under center, then I think that they should definitely do that. And I think part of it, Chris, too, is like, you know, when we talk about the defense getting found out, I think like, they need to have some misdirection in the offense, because it feels to me like when they're handing the ball off to Bijan Robinson, we all know how dangerous he can be and how explosive he can be if he gets a gap. But it seems to me like defenses are just crashing down on him with abandon. And obviously when you're down Drake London and teams can just not really respect your receivers like they were on Sunday, they have the luxury to do that. But I also feel like just from an offensive design standpoint, when you're running out of the pistol, and I know that on broadcast they've kind of mentioned this as, you know, from Zach Robinson in the production meeting saying it's kind of a benefit of you get the ball into Bijan Robinson's hands earlier in the run that allows him to better see the gaps. But I don't know. I feel like that allows defenses to just really collapse on the play, knowing that he's got the ball earlier on. And, you know, it feels like those weak side defensive edges are coming down and slamming the door shut on some of the what would otherwise be cutback lanes. And so I think that they kind of need to go back to the drawing board and just refine some things and making sure they're not tipping their pitches on certain plays with the way that they do motions and stuff. So I think there's a lot for Zach Robinson to try to go back and look and see how this team can improve.
I know you and I didn't do this because I asked you about it ad nauseum during the offseason. The wide receiver room, it just feels like it's not good enough, Joe. And you got to go back to the offseason and figure, Why didn't they try to bring in another established receiver? And then even a guy like Tyler Lockett, who was out there on the float for nothing, the Raiders picked him up. Why not try to take a swing at him? It just seems like the wide receiver room, and again, going back to our conversations in the offseason, we projected this could be an issue.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think the receiver room looks a lot more dangerous when you have Drake London and, I would say, Ray-Ray McCloud on the field. Like, he was a big-time weapon for this offense last year, and, you know, whatever happened there, it's hurting the Falcons on the field because they could really use someone that has his kinds of talents. I've heard, you know, some of these receivers, like, and Tyler Lockett's one I just really don't think would be a game changer for this team, because I think what they really need, teams are running man coverage against these receivers, and they need someone who can really separate. I'm not sure if Tyler Lockett is that guy at this stage of his career, but that's not to say that there aren't potentially players out there that can help them do that. But what you saw in this game against the Dolphins was them just, you know, getting out on their routes. And just with a guy, like, there's a man in each of their hip pockets, and they're just not really able to separate that much. And, you know, it's especially, it hurts even more, I think, to have a quarterback in Michael Penix, who we knew going into the season, like, his accuracy is not necessarily his strong suit. So you're just not going to have the consistency when you're getting some tighter coverage to be able to make plays down in, down out. And, you know, hey, Drake London also, you know, just, he showed his value to this team on Sunday by virtue of not being available for the team, and you just seeing the difference in what that makes for this passing offense. It's obviously reflective in the stats as well, but I just thought that you really saw it. And I think, Chris, if I'm to kind of read into it, I feel like the Falcons missed his emotion out there. You know, I always think about, like, Drake London, he doesn't play football. He fights football. Like, when he's out on the field, he has this kind of fighter's mentality of, like, kind of almost losing his mind, seeing red, and just, you know, going out there. I'm not saying that he's not focused on what he's got to do. He obviously is. But he just brings an energy to that offense that I felt like was not there. And obviously you need plays to kind of help build that energy throughout a game. But they just missed him in so many different ways. And he's obviously now all the more important now that they don't have Ray-Ray McCloud involved in that room.
Talking all things Falcons with our insider, Joe Patrick. Make sure you check out his pod, Joe Patrick on Football. I think it also needs to be stated that for the last couple of weeks, you've been missing two really key impact rookie defenders in Bowman and Jalen Walker, who haven't been
able, huge.
Yeah, and they haven't been able to go. And then you have to put J.D. Bertrand in there, and you put those three things together, and it kind of was a nightmare.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, I almost feel bad for J.D. because Divine Diablo has turned out to be such an important piece. Even before he got hurt, every Falcons fan knew the kind of value and unique value, really, that he brought to this defense. And credit to, you know, the Falcons staff, whether that's Raheem Morris, Jeff Ulbrich, I believe, who kind of, he was more his guy. He talked about, like, liking him coming out of the draft and kind of, and being able to utilize those types of linebackers. And that's why I kind of feel bad for JD, because it's like he was not brought in specifically to play that role and be that guy. And he's being asked to, and, you know, Raheem Morris said it yesterday. He just, you know, wasn't good enough from him. And that really hurt the Falcons on defense. But I'm glad that you brought up, especially Jalen Walker. I mean, I feel like for a first round pick, it kind of hasn't really been talked about much. The fact that he's, you know, missed these last couple of games, because he has been so good and so important for the Falcons defense, especially in the run game. Like, the run defense with him is different for this team. And James Pierce Jr. can get after the quarterback, but if you're giving up the chunk running yards, you're not really getting in position for the defense to kind of pin their ears back and do what James Pierce Jr. does best. And so that's where I felt like the Falcons kind of got themselves into, was that they were just never able to get the game state in a way that allowed them to be effective earlier this season.
All right. Raheem Morris spoke yesterday. He said a lot of things. I also thought he didn't say a lot of things, but I get it. At this point during the season, when you lose that badly, you're going to be guarded. You're going to try to not give away anything that you could potentially be doing. But one thing they're not doing, at least now, is making any coaching changes. What did you make of the announcement, and are you surprised that nothing is going to happen seemingly after this loss in terms of even a figurehead, so to speak, having to pay a costly price for a performance like that?
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised because there's not an obvious, you know, staff member that could come in and pick up, you know, where Zach Robinson would have, you know, left off if they had elected to make that move. I think that this is basically the ship that Zach Robinson is steering at this point, and it's on him to, you know, turn it around and make sure it's an improved performance. But, you know, there are like some play, like, you know, TJ Yates has called plays in preseason. There's Ken Zampezi, who's a senior offensive assistant, has called plays for a year, but that was like back in 2016. It's a different system. You know, it really, Zach Robinson is the one who's going to need to be calling the plays. So I'm not surprised. What I am surprised about, Chris, from that press conference was that I just expected to hear Raheem Morris kind of take a little bit more accountability in saying that, you know, that result was a lot on him, you know, and just trying to take the pressure off of his players a little bit. But what I heard, Chris, was him kind of saying it was on the offensive line, that they didn't play well enough, which is, of course, true. Like, there's no denying that. But I just figured that the head coach would want to try to take, you know, the brunt of that fire and ire that Falcons fans have right now off of them and put it on himself, even if he didn't, you know, think that that's necessarily why they lost that football game. I even asked him specifically, you know, do you feel like you prepared the team well enough in practice and gave them a game plan that gave them a chance to win? And I expected him to take that question, to take the opportunity to say, no, we could have done better, we can all do better. But he actually said, I do. That was the first words he responded with. And then the last words he responded with was that they out-Atlanted us. And I know that that's something that Falcons fans are sick of hearing now after a couple of bad losses.
All right. What do you think the main thing is this team needs to do better in order to get a tough win on the road against the hottest team in football in the New England Patriots?
Well, they do have to play better up front. So the point that Raheem Morris was making in the press conference, he's absolutely right. Like I said, you know, they do have to, you know, they have to block better. They have, but again, it's about like tipping your pitches as well. And like the tight ends and receivers play a role in this when they're in certain motions, and just like the way that they do the little things can make all the difference that set you up for success, so that you can block these fronts better. But they've obviously got to get that part of their game going again, because, you know, they could very well be in a similar situation. And I certainly think that the New England Patriots are going to play man coverage against them and, you know, and dare them to see if they can run the football against a crowded front. And so I think that, you know, they've just got to be better in that way. And then also when they do pass the football, again, playing better up front, they've got to be able to deal better with some of the twists and stunts that teams are sending at them. I think that it's been kind of identified by oppositions that, you know, Ryan Neuzel and Matthew Bergeron specifically are maybe not the best at organizing, you know, the pass offs that you have of pass rushers in some of those situations. And certainly you would have to keep your quarterback clean. Hopefully that quarterback is Michael Penix. I think that's what the coaching staff expects at this point. And it will be interesting to see how he responds, having not played a part in this really terrible result on Sunday.
Real quick, before I let you go, what's the latest on Penix?
You know, we'll get more information tomorrow. That's when Raheem really gives his main injury update. He really didn't, you know, there was nothing other than he'd say he's like continues to be day to day. But, you know, the last we heard of as of Sunday was that, you know, they expected him to be able to play against New England. They even said that, you know, if it was like a playoff game situation, like it's not like he couldn't walk or anything. I noticed him like walking without a limp and, you know, throwing a football around and stuff during practice last week. So I would expect him to be ready to play, because I think he does give them the best chance to win.
Joe, appreciate it as always. We'll check out Joe Patrick on football. Hopefully this time next week, we're talking about them pulling off another impressive win rather than this game or the Carolina one. My goodness.
Hey, they could very well do it. They could very well do it. I wouldn't.
That's the most frustrating part, my friend, is that they can do it.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Joe. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. That is Joe Patrick there. When we get back to the phones, 404-726-0929. What do you think? I just asked Joe, what do you think is the most important thing this team needs to do? For me, it's not even close. I think it's making those adjustments. Like Joe said, not being predictable. When you see a tight end in motion, it means this, that, or the other thing. You have to be able to make the adjustments. Hey, before we get out of here, I want to remind you to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, and it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And of course, it's hosted by yours truly. Back with your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.